From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missourians with disabilities can now open savings accounts under the Achieving a Better Life Experience program. Governor Nixon signed Senate Bill 174 into law yesterday, allowing people with disabilities, family members, and donors to contribute to the tax-exempt accounts. Those contributions are tax-deductible up to $8,000. People who acquired a disability before the age of 26 and their families can use the account to pay for expenses related to the disability. Mark Satterwhite of Boone County Family Resources says the program will help improve the lives of people with disabilities by adding a greater sense of independence while saving for necessary expenses.
People will be more self-sufficient. They'll live more dignified and productive and independent lives because they have access to funds that will help them live better quality lives.
Satterwhite says that prior to the ABLE program, people with disabilities could have no more than $1,000 in assets to maintain their Medicaid eligibility. The Columbia Police Department decided to disband their mounted and motorcycle units due to a staffing shortage. Nearly all of the officers assigned to the motorcycle unit have been reassigned to car patrol units. CPD spokesman and mounted officer Bob Dockler says the mounted units have been suspended because the staffing shortage required officers to participate in mounted work while on overtime. The horses are privately owned by officers, so they will be ridden recreationally until the staffing issue is fixed. Dockler says the mounted units were used mostly for public relations purposes and for special events in the community. A Justice Department report summary has found across-the-board flaws in police response last summer to the protests in Ferguson. The Associated Press obtained the summary, which cites, quote, vague and arbitrary orders to keep protesters moving that violated their rights of assembly and free speech. It is part of a longer after-action report that looked at the way police in Ferguson, St. Louis City and County, and the Missouri State Highway Patrol responded in the two-week period after 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a Ferguson officer last August. Details of the report summary were first reported by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. A circuit judge in Jefferson City is weighing a legal challenge that could affect funding for a new NFL stadium in St. Louis. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has the details.
The lawsuit centers on Governor Jay Nixon's position that he has the authority to extend the payoff period for the bonds used to build the Edward Jones Dome, which could generate around $350 million for the proposed new stadium. GOP Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph says Nixon does not have that authority.
It violates the separation of power. The legislature is supposed to decide whether or not to spend, the money, and the governor is supposed to execute those wishes.
Cole County Judge John Beadham is expected to rule on the case later. Plans for a new St. Louis stadium follow in the wake of Rams owner Stan Kroenke's stadium proposal in Los Angeles. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's Supreme Court has upheld two constitutional amendments guaranteeing the right to farm and the right to bear arms. The judges on Tuesday issued an opinion saying that summaries of the proposals on ballots last year were fair. Critics complained that the measures misled voters and would have unintended consequences. For example, some say they could be interpreted to allow convicted felons to own weapons or grant more rights to foreign agriculture companies. The judges also said that ballot language can be challenged even after an election is over, setting precedent in Missouri. Voters approved both measures in August. And now more on Missouri's right to farm. The Missouri State Supreme Court ruled today that Missouri's so-called right to farm amendment remains constitutional. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
The right to farm amendment is meant to protect Missouri farmers from new laws that would change current farm practices. It was added to the state constitution in August 2014 by a slim margin of votes. Critics, including many small farmers and animal rights groups, say the ballot language was misleading to voters and opens the door for foreign corporations to exploit Missouri farmland. The state Supreme Court ruled the language was, quote, not insufficient or unfair. Wes Schumeyer, a farmer and advocate who challenged the wording, says the battle now moves to the court's interpretation in cases it will surely hear.
I think the state's going to have to be prepared to be in the courts to protect the statute language from the interpretation of this.
Two cases have already invoked the new amendment in Missouri. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.